I am here with Miss Jackie Newton, assistant principal at James Keenan High School. The first question I want to ask you is, for our high school students in Duplin County, and specifically at James Keenan, what are some of the struggles they face each day in getting them prepared for college and career?
Some of the biggest struggles that the students face here are lack of resources throughout the county. You know, we do our best to try to make sure the students have access to everything they need. However, due to limited funding, sometimes it's difficult to get some of the higher level education resources necessary, especially when it comes to course offerings for the students. And I feel that course offering plays a major role in the preparedness that they have for college. My personal experience coming through Duplin County Schools, I took the most advanced courses I possibly could take at my grade level. However, when I transferred, I still was falling behind in my classes because other students had all this access to different programs, IB, AP, honors courses that we just don't have access to at this time. So that's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Kind of follow up for that, what do a majority of our graduates, specifically at James Keenan, what all do they go on to do? Whether that's college, career, military, what are some of the biggest pools that our kids go to?
A large majority of them get accepted to a college and then attend the college, typically a four-year university. However, within the first semester or year, they end up returning and going to community college. So the vast majority of them end up going to James Sprunt or Coastal Community College. Mm-hmm. And then next probably would be work. A lot of them go to work, whether it be because they want to or because they have to. There are some students who tell us they have to go to work afterwards, and then they try to do school in a couple of years after that.
Do you believe that the Duplin County has good relationships with the community college to offer, you know, decent opportunities to our students?
Almost definitely. James Keenan or Duplin County Schools and James Sprunt Community College has an awesome partnership through CCP, where the students are allowed to take the high school courses while they're still in college courses while still in high school, as long as they meet certain criteria. And a lot of the students can actually graduate from high school and graduate from college with an associate's degree or get a certificate program, so that when they graduate from high school, they're even more prepared for college or the workplace, and they can actually go straight in with a certificate for those who have to go to work. So they have an excellent relationship with them. Those classes are free of charge for the students. They get their books provided for them, so it not only provides for them educationally, but it also cuts on their financial obligations, which a lot of our students simply can't afford college anyway.
Yeah.
So that's a good option for them. And then there's a new partnership that's only been up for a couple of years, where if the students take a certain amount of courses through James Sprunt in high school, they can actually receive a scholarship to go to James Sprunt for free.
Oh, wow.
Whenever they graduate. And that helps a lot of the students, because they can go to James Sprunt, get their associate's degree for the transfer program, transfer to the 4-year, and only have to do 2 years. So that's an option that we're really pushing for our students in the coming years, because it's going to be completely free for them. So.
Well, kind of changing directions a little bit, and not necessarily James Keenan specific, but being at a school where the age population is between 15 and 19, give or take 20 at some points, what are some of the, you know, what are some of the experiences that our kids are having in school throughout their development, and how do you think our students specifically are handling the environment, socially the environment here at the school?
Some of the biggest factors that students are experiencing outside of education is the whole social media trend, and not really being taught how to be socially responsible on social media. A lot of the issues that we have in the school system, I've found when I actually sit down and talk with the students, root from a social media issue, a social media post, a snap, a picture, a comment, something that was posted on social media that another person interpreted as being directed towards them, even if it doesn't specifically have their name in it. And then that overlaps into the school setting, and so then you have animosity between students or groups of students in classes, and we don't even know where it comes from, you know, or just different controversies on a daily basis that can be festering, and then we don't know until it becomes a big issue.
Yeah.
And all of it typically roots back to social media or a cell phone. So that's one of the biggest things that I'm noticing that's different than it was a few years ago, even, that these students are having to deal with. So I'm trying to work more towards educating them on how, what is appropriate and not appropriate, because we don't have courses that teach that. So they're kind of on their own to figure out how it is.
So when conflict like that arises, do you find that students have a difficult time handling and resolving that themselves?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Most definitely they do. They want to take matters in their own hand, and it has resulted in physical violence. So them trying to take care of it on their own isn't working. So we've encouraged students to come seek out administration, talk to your teacher, let us know what's going on when it's still minor so that it doesn't become a major issue.
So last question, what is your vision for James Keenan High School and students in Duplin County?
My vision for James Keenan High School and the county is for every student to succeed on their level. So whatever their goal of success is, I want them to achieve it. I am a firm believer that your past does not define your future. And to just promote that in the students and make them aware of that, because a lot of them just don't hear it, especially here at James Keenan. They just don't hear that, and they feel that whatever their current situation is or whatever they've been through, that's how they're identified and that's how people are going to see them. And so they don't know what it means to be successful. So I want to show them that they have the power to create their own truth, and they don't have to live in the truth that someone else creates for them, and that they can indeed be successful.
Let's go.